Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. From ABC, this is the 10% Happier Podcast. I'm Dan Harris. I don't know about you, but for me, one of the most difficult hindrances in meditation is restlessness. Restlessness can come in at least two forms. There's psychological restlessness, where you just kind of have this go, go, go mentality. But for me, what's even more difficult is physical restlessness. Just, I think my Jewish grandmother would have called it spielkes, ants and the pants. Well, it kind of reminds me of that, for me, at least my experience is not dissimilar to what I imagined that torture device in that movie, The Princess Bride, was like. It just kind of crawling out of my own skin. Anyway, to the rescue rides Joseph Goldstein, the great meditation teacher and my good friend. And he's going to do a guided meditation now on how to deal with the hindrance of restlessness on the cushion. So here we go.
Hello, this is Joseph. Restlessness or agitation is one of the most common obstacles in our meditation practice. We might feel it as an agitated energy in the body, and we can't sit still. There are also obvious restless states in the mind, getting lost in different types of thoughts, feeling them perhaps as an inner turmoil or a whirlwind. If we can become mindful of these experiences, however, then they simply become another object of our meditation. So let's give it a try. Settle into a comfortable sitting posture. Gently close your eyes. Relax the shoulders. Sit and know you're sitting. As you settle into the awareness of the body, become aware of the sensations of the body breathing. Breathing in, know you're breathing in. Breathing out, know you're breathing out. We practice working with restlessness by first simply noticing when it is present in the body, in the mind, becoming mindful of the restlessness itself. Here, a soft mental note of restless, restless can be helpful. We can open to the physical energies, the physical sensations in the body, the direct sensations of restlessness. We might perhaps also notice a kind of scatteredness in the mind. As we become mindful of restlessness, rather than lost in it or caught up in it, the mindfulness itself starts to bring the factors of concentration and energy into balance. We can settle back, be aware of the whole body, and simply feel and notice the whole whirlwind of physical and mental energy. As the scattered, dispersed mind begins to settle on our present moment experience, we go from restlessness to restfulness, and our practice continues to deepen. When you're ready, you can slowly open your eyes and reconnect with the world around you. Wishing you much ease in your body and ease in your mind. Thank you for your practice. See you next time.
Big thanks to Joseph. If you're thinking, you know, I could have done that meditation for another 5 or 10 minutes. Why not check out the 10% Happier app, where you will find this very same meditation in different lengths to suit your practice. Your subscription cost directly supports our wonderful teachers and allows them to dedicate all of their time to teaching meditation. We'll see you back here on Monday with a brand new episode. We're launching a series on hope. We're talking about hope as a skill in these still tenuous times. And my first guest in this series will be the amazing George Mumford. See you then. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack 2 suits, business and swim. You know, with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/youknowbusiness.
With the launch of ChatGPT, Sam Altman and OpenAI reinvigorated our imaginations and fears of a world with artificial intelligence. While the company looked like a stunning success from the outside, a battle was brewing within on what the future of AI should be. Almost a year after launching ChatGPT, that battle erupted into a war when the company fired its charismatic CEO, Sam Altman, from Wondery. Business Wars is a podcast about the biggest corporate rivalries of all time, and in our newest season, we track the power struggles within OpenAI that culminated in Sam Altman's shocking firing, the chaos that followed, and what it all says about the future and safety of artificial intelligence. Make sure to follow Business Wars on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. And for more deep dives and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts, with shows like The Best One Yet, Business Wars, and many more. Let me tell you, Wondery means business.